The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock,
Klein Alley Show. Here's the question. What was your Grand Slam World Series moment? Maybe you're not a professional baseball player. In fact, I would bet you're probably not. But if you were, there's nothing bigger or better than what happened Friday night at the end of Game 1. And here's a recap.
Bottom of the 10th, bases loaded, World Series, one-run game. Dodgers, Yankees.
Reality for Freddie Freeman right here. Cortez delivers. Freeman.
So here's the deal. In real life, you've probably had a moment that would be your equivalent as a civilian of what would be, you know, a baseball player's bottom, in this particular case, bottom of the 10th, extra innings, World Series, bases loaded, Yankees, Dodgers, rivalry. You had all the makings of everything, and you go, this is my chance. And had he struck out or fouled up, whatever, popped up, it wouldn't have been what it became, but now he stepped up and he did it. And I'm wondering, what was your World Series moment and did you perform under the pressure?
Yeah, and some people on the text line are like, I was driving behind a car that caused a multiple car accident. I helped the victims from the crash, got them out of their cars, kept everyone calm until the paramedics arrived. That can be a Grand Slam moment for you. But a lot of people on the text line think that Jake having sex 5 times in one day is a Grand Slam moment.
They all
and
got
they're like, I'm going to try and beat your 5-time record. I'm going for 6 this week.
There you go. You got to keep raising the bar. Go ahead, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, Steve David. In high school, right before eating school lunch, there's a fundraiser, and they're selling Krispy Kreme donuts, and I actually ate the whole box of a dozen donuts in one sitting.
And just for your own amusement, or was there some kind of prize?
Well, the bet was that, like, they would pay for it, it was like $5 for the whole dozen, so I ended up, like, getting $5, but really it's just for eating it, you know?
So the deal was, if you could finish an entire dozen of Krispy Kremes, you wouldn't have to pay for them.
Yep, basically.
And there was a crowd gathered behind you, kind of rooting you on?
Oh, yeah. The whole school was there, like, eat, you know? It was crazy, man.
Cool. And was there a moment where you're like, I can't do it. I can't do another one.
Oh, no. I went and got school lunch after that. It was no problem.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Krispy Kremes kind of slide down nice, especially if they're a little warm.
Yeah, but a whole dozen?
Oh, yeah.
And to this moment in your life, that would still be your, if you, someone said,
I got $5 worth of donuts for
it was
free.
One dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, and you got the, of course, the cheers of an entire school, but that to you is your big Grand Slam moment.
I mean, like, arguably there have been better moments, but that was definitely the coolest moment.
Nadine on K-Rock, let's celebrate these big Grand Slam moments. Let me give this, hold on. That's for the Krispy Kreme guy. Because you need that to make it official. Nadine, what was your equivalent as a civilian Grand Slam World Series moment? What happened?
Christmas 2000, visiting my boyfriend in Spain, didn't have a visa. I'm a Jamaican citizen. And they're like, you have a green card, doesn't matter. I'm like, dude, I've got nothing on me that's dangerous. I've been to Germany, here's my passport. I was like, you can test me. He's like, all right, I was putting out. I was like, yes, they're real, go ahead. You can test. I'm going to Spain, I'm not going to turn back home.
Wait, you let them do what to you?
I'm like, you can talk to me. I was putting out, girl. What's wrong with you? I was putting out. This is before 9/11, so my passport had, like, I've been to, Germany, Norway, I have family in England, so I'm like, dude, I didn't know Jamaican citizens with U.S. green cards needed.
Are you saying you snuck into a country with no, documentation?
I flew in. No, I had a passport. I had tickets, but the airline told me, yeah, you're U.S. a resident, you got a green card, you're fine to go to Spain. They're like, no, we changed the rules because your people are coming here and staying. I'm like, what do you mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's give her a song. I don't really get it, but sure.
She said she let them touch her boobs.
I thought that's what I heard, too.
They said put it out, yeah.
She said they're real.
Are we putting words in your mouth, Nadine, or did you say that you let the customs agent fill you up and then you got in the country? Nadine? I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
Peter, talking about civilians and your World Series moments, what was your Freddie Freeman moment? Did you perform when the pressure was on?
Yeah, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
My Grand Slam moment was when I was trying to sum up the courage in college. I went to Cal Poly Pomona, and there was this girl I was interested in. So the way I was able to do it was that I knew there was a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert that night, so I asked her to go to the concert with me, which was on campus, and she said yes.
And you had no tickets at the time? You just said, I'll ask first, and then if she says yes, I'll figure it out?
This was so long ago, you won't believe this, but it was free.
Whoa. That's a moment.
Free.
Right?
Da, da, da,
love that.
Free.
Hey, listen, everyone's got their, whatever they believe their Grand Slam moment is in life, will not always be as good as what we saw on Friday night, what we all witnessed that will probably forever be in our brains. Clearly, based on these stories, not even close. Samantha, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you.
What happened? What was your Grand Slam moment?
My Grand Slam is getting through nursing school. We started out with 39, and my cohort only graduated with 19.
Oh, and you were one of 19.
One of 19. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Fun. Those are good odds. 562 said they slept with 5 different women in one day. Do you think that's real?
I mean, if they texted it, it must be real. Who are we to question that?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Wow, 626 mom-daughter combo.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Grand Slam sex moments.
Sexual
all right.
ones. But for whatever reason, people, they say that is, they know in that moment, this is going to be my equivalent. I mean, everyone, if you ever played wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball in the backyard, stickball, like everyone did that. You know, that hypothetical moment, it's usually bottom of the ninth. I don't think even people could imagine extra innings then. So they're bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, World Series. Usually it's a game 7, but whatever, close enough.
You know, it's funny because I ran into somebody that I totally forgot I was in a softball league with this friend. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot that we did softball together. And they were like, yeah, don't you remember the last game you played? We were in a tournament and we were about to win and then you struck out and we all lost. I was like,
there you go. That's Allie's moment right there. Sounds about right. Daja, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. What's up?
Dahlia?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
My Freddie Freeman moment, I saved a choking kid at a restaurant.
Whoa. And it was a random kid or somebody that you were out with?
Yeah, it was like a random kid. We were, my boyfriend and I went to a restaurant and at first I thought like the mom was playing with the kid because she had him like upside down and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, what's going on? So I just like ran over and I'm like, is he okay? And she's like, he's choking like on one of the mints from the restaurant.
Oh.
And so like it was crazy. I just, I had worked with kids prior, so we had to be like CPR trained and stuff like this. And I was like, I never thought I would have to use this.
Whoa.
You know? But, yeah.
So what did you do? The Heimlich?
Yeah, Heimlich. I was like patting his back, you know, trying to. I was kind of sad though because I had to like hit his back really hard. But yeah, it was. It finally came out. Good thing.
Dang! So. Did they give you anything for that? Like,
you
hey,
get that
we're
mint.
Gonna. Yeah,
that mint is yours now.
It was like. It was just the feeling of, you know, like.
Right.
Just,
hey, you still have it though. I mean, that's the cool thing about that. Chris,
at least the restaurant should clap for you. Wouldn't you think that, Clyde?
You would think you'd get some. And hopefully it's not one of those annoying kids, because sometimes at the restaurant, you know.
They're put it back in.
Right, one annoying kid will ruin everything. Robert, what was your Grand Slam World Series moment?
Yeah, morning.
Sweet Dibbits, what happened to you?
I saved the child from getting kidnapped.
Whoa. Dude, did you hear about that story or over the weekend?
That's a real F you to the mint lady story from a moment ago, huh? You really told her to take that mint.
No, it was a huge story this weekend that this woman caught like a guy that was about to kidnap a little girl, and it's like grand slam moment for sure. What happened with you?
Well, the thing is, right after I saved this child from getting kidnapped,
I kidnapped her.
I said, you know what? You are cute. I'm taking you.
You know what? There, cops were reporting to us some type of call. So like 10 cops showed up right after that happened. And not to me, they arrested me after the fact.
So it
they
was...
thought I was in the middle of the street trying to flag them down. Mm-hmm. So they thought I was a suspect of whatever they were reporting to. And I got put in handcuffs, and I was like, I just saved the child from getting kidnapped.
Oh,
yeah, 951, another Robert. What happened to you? Go ahead.
I snuck into a Lakers playoff game.
Whoa.
Oh, that's great. When you pull that off successfully, you're in there, you feel like the heat is off. What happened? How'd you do that?
I was with three of my buddies, and I went to the restroom. I saw two double doors. Only one of them had the security and the scanning. So I just walked through the other side, and they tried to flag me down, but I just kept on walking, put my head down, snuck into a concession line, bought some beers, and went to the stands.
Wow. And that's confidence. That's what it takes. Unwavering confidence. This is what Freddie Freeman had.
You don't have to be a Dodger to have those Grand Slam World Series moments, clearly based on some of the stories we're hearing. Lives being saved, donuts being eaten. We've really gone all over the... Chris, hold on. This is one of my dreams. What happened to you? Chris?
Hello?
Oh, man, I really... Oh, forget it. I wanted to get to Chris's story.
This is one of your dreams. Just a little bit of silence.
Moving too slowly.
it's a little quiet.
Steve, quickly, we got time for one more. What's up?
Well, we were playing football on the high school practice field one Saturday. I caught the ball over my left shoulder after running 30 yards, outran the guy for another 20 yards, made the touchdown, dropped the ball, and then went into the bushes and took a leak because I really had to take a leak.
What a story.
You're not going to shake your hands. I said, tell you what, I'll wash it off with this dirt, and then we'll shake hands.
All right. See this? Bunch of Freddie Freeman's in our audience.
There's a lot of extra information there, but we got the point.
I wish we could get to more of these stories, but that is our time. But thank you for sharing, and it's nice to know that if you haven't yet had your World Series Grand Slam moment, it could happen at any moment. You just got to be ready, Allie. You always got to be ready.
Get arrested.
That was one time I handed one of those giant popcorn buckets at the movie theater and did kind of a turn too quickly, bumped the person in line behind me. And the whole bucket kind of started to... I was about to lose the whole bucket of popcorn. But then, like Freddie Freeman, I caught that bucket. Only lost about 6 kernels.
Wow.
And that is...
How heroic.
That is my moment. So we all got them. I'm just saying. Got to look for them or set the bar low enough. We are Klein Alley Show, K-Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.